morning.
Good morning.
Hello, who is this?
This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Mary Lou.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
Dottie,
I haven't gotten all the voices yet.
No, me neither. Neither. I'm pretty good at it, but I have a new headset, so everybody's sounding a little bit different to me.
A little different, yeah.
Yeah.
I know it. Thank God for them, right?
Right.
Headsets, I'm telling you. I'm so glad I have one, because then I can get things done.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're leaving for our to go cross country starting tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. Are you going on Chaz's cruise?
I will not be on the cruise, but you'll be over at the lunch, will you?
Yes, I will.
Okay, well, good. We'll get to meet you that day.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We're driving cross country, so I'm trying to get myself organized and, oh, my goodness. You know how that goes.
Yes, I do. And you're from where?
Massachusetts.
Yep.
And it's nice here today. I went for a walk with the dog, and it's nice here. It's dry anyways. It's not humid like it was yesterday.
Yeah. We had, I think, a record breaker yesterday. And,
really?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
I'm in Washington. I'm in the Seattle area.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, good morning.
And good morning.
Joe's getting ready to come to Washington, too, to go on the Alaska cruise.
Oh, Joe, that's awesome.
Dottie, okay. I understand you're going on the cruise as well.
Yes, I am. I am looking forward to it. Are you?
Yes, definitely. So, look forward to meeting you.
Oh, me too. Oh, now I can put faces with people's names. That's awesome.
That'll be lots of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, and who else is with us this morning? Got Joe and Dottie so far. There, people are coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you put that way? Did I hear?
Bonnie in Minnesota.
Oh, hi, Bonnie.
Hey.
Good morning. It's Mary Lou from Washington.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Somebody's very busy this morning.
It might be me.
So, Dottie, you're driving across country, so you're going to have a little ice chest with good food with you as you're traveling, huh?
Oh, I am hoping. I mean, I've got my almonds. I bought a trail mix kind of thing. So I'm going to bring some bran buds, you know. Those are great to munch on.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you'll find lots of fruit.
I figured I'm going to bring a big thing of apples on the way, and then as we get, you know, go to different locations, I didn't want to bring too much fruit because we won't have, you know, it might get spoiled or whatever, you know.
Right.
So I figured if I bring a bag of apples are pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
And then maybe stop at a grocery store and get blueberries. And
oh, you'll see fruit stands. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll probably...
Is it on 90? Is that weird? Because that's how we're going. We're going 90.
Well, you'll see a few of them.
Yeah.
I don't know much when you get out of here.
Yeah. How is the, you know, because we heard about the fires and everything. Is that affecting any of the highways, do you know?
You know, I can't tell you that. We just drove to, there are some fires. I can see the haze.
They said they're pretty bad.
Really? In Washington or where? Cross country?
Well, Ohio. I think we can go through Ohio.
In fact, when you're talking about the haze, this is Joe. Just talking to our daughter in Colorado, she said they could always see the peak. She said we can barely see the peak today. So it's all across any western state.
There are no fires in Cleveland. You're going to be going through 90 through Cleveland. There are no fires here. Just very dry.
Oh, that's good. Good old Cleveland.
I'll wave to you as you go through.
Oh, please do. Please do. I know. I wish we could stop and see everybody as we're driving through, but, you know, we can't miss the car. the way back, we're going 80, so that should be pretty cool.
We have 80 here, too. Well, you take 90 to 80, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're planning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I would have, you know, gone to a wellness preview and just see how everybody else does things.
It's a pretty drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it's a long drive, so
Make sure
you bring books and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And CDs and all that kind of good stuff. So I've got my little bag of bricks.
Not to divert at all, Mary Lou, but for those of you who are still not at 10 o'clock yet, on the Today Show, which is NBC, at about 9:45, they had a Carol Alt, who was talking about raw. She eats raw foods. She used to eat regularly. I think she was a model, or maybe still is, and she wrote the book, The Raw 50. And she is not a vegan. She does eat raw milk products and semi-raw, it sounded like, fish.
Okay.
So I guess she has some recipes in her book, and maybe, who knows if they're good for us or not. And she made something using, it ended up like a hummus consistency with some kind of beans and olive oil, and she called it a something ravioli, and she sliced on some kind of beets, red beets, and made a sandwich with the mix in between. It looked good.
Uh-huh.
And what network was that?
It's the Today Show on NBC at 9:45, or whatever your last hour of the Today Show is.
Better missed it. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Well, there's certainly going to be, isn't that funny, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a pretty blue car, and you've never seen a car like that color blue before, and then all of a sudden it pops up all around you, and, you know, that's what we're finding out with, you know, just like this, the raw foods, and, you know, there's more people doing this than I thought. It was funny because we had some guests come through from Nevada, and we got to talking about the China study, and oh my gosh, and I was sitting here in the living room, and I was just pulling out different things out of the book, and all of a sudden Art looked at his wife, and he says, would you get us that book? He said, you know, I really would like to eat that way. I really would like that. This sounds like a wonderful, I would love to eat that way. And the guy is like early 70s, very fit, and anyway, he says, I don't eat much meat anyway. So I never have eaten a lot of meat. So pretty funny. A lot of people just haven't said. Well, good morning,
and
everybody.
This is Margaret. Next Saturday, I'm attending a support group for raw vegetables, raw foods.
Wow. Oh, that's interesting, huh? It's a support group for raw foods.
Yes, it is a support group. I just found it on the internet. So it's very close to me, about 20 miles away.
Margaret, where do you find those things?
I found it on Meet. I'm not sure what the website is. Meet Up, one word, M-E-E-T-U-P, Meetings.
Meet Up Meetings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Margaret, you've been looking at some of these to see what kind of meetings you can go to find people for your business.
They have, yes. There's one on weight loss, which is, I haven't found one real close to me, but there are all kinds of meetings. They have on real estate, they have everything, almost. You can, almost every subject you can imagine. I'll see if I can pull that up before this call's over. And see what the website is.
That's awesome.
Okay. That's terrific.
Thanks, Margaret. So that's Margaret from Tennessee. Always busy finding people. She's just awesome. Okay. Anybody else?
Oh,
is anyone else doing this? Hey, good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Mary Lou, can I give you that website right now while
sure.
I have it up here?
Sure.
It's www.meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .com.
M-E-E-T-U-P,
meetup.
Okay.
One word. .com.
Okay. All right.
This is Shar.
Hey, Shar, good morning.
I'll be muted.
Okay, are you still traveling?
back home, but we had about five. We had three other guests that last night, so we had a full house.
Okay. Well, good to hear you there, Char.
Hey, Mary Lou. This is Dan B. from Little Rock, and those people who are interested in preserving their fruits and vegetables for a longer time, if they soak it in the Pymag water for about a half hour, it stays for a long time.
Good point there. Thanks, Dan.
Very good. Thank you.
Is that before you cut it up? Like a peach or an apple?
I haven't tried them with peaches, but I just soaked the apples when we brought them home and then stuck them in the fridge, and they keep forever. Same way with grapes, who start to spoil pretty quick. You soak them in the Pymag water for about a half hour, and it seems like they keep forever.
And I'm just going to jump on his bandwagon. I have been tooting that horn for so long. I come home from the grocery store, I fill my sink with Pymag water, soak everything. I don't care what it is. Strawberries I don't let too long because they can get mushy, but I even soak strawberries. And it keeps them from oxidizing. So, yes.
Avocado.
Name it.
Avocado.
Mm-hmm. And anything that's fresh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is Diane in Ohio.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Mary Lou. And adding to that, I actually have had this on my list to tell people. Yes, I've always soaked my vegetables and romaine and all those things in pie water, but it's actually something that even... Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. If you go to HSN, the home shopping channel, hsn.com, there is Debbie Meyer green bags, and they're not regular plastic bags, actually a mineral substance. They said at least six washings. I think I've really taken care of mine. But they absorb the gases that fruits and vegetables give off when they start to go bad. And I've literally had things last almost what would seem like endlessly. So that is a good product to add to the Pymag water.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. I ordered them on a whim, and I thought, oh my, now that all these people are buying all these fruits and vegetables, I've been giving them to people in cars as little, I mean, everybody's going crazy over them, so they really, really work.
Okay, so after you've cleaned your vegetables and everything, you just store them in the green bags in your refrigerator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tend to, she wants you to get the vegetables as dry as possible. So like my romaine and some things that hold moisture, I'll just lay a paper towel down, brown if you can get them, but, you know, they're just fabulous. So anyway.
Sure. Wow, all kinds of things out there that I didn't know about. So,
and they're called green bags?
Yeah, it's Debbie Meyer, Everfresh. Yeah, I think if you go to hsn.com, which is that home shopping channel, and I don't know if you put in green bags, but it's Debbie Meyer, _S. Everett, Evert, fresh green bags.
Hmm.
And she also has
Google green bags too. Great.
Evert, fresh green bags. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. And she also has gold bags. And I had those. I got a kit that came green and gold, and I really hadn't used it. And my daughter calls, and she's had some bones last for like 2 months. So I said, okay, I'm going to start using my gold bags.
Okay, now she what lasts for 2 months?
She had some whole wheat buns that I bought her in Amish country when she was home, and they've lasted for, like, almost 2 months, maybe even longer. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. So
Well, that's a good purchase. I mean, it's money well spent.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, we've got lots of folks on the call this morning, and I sure do appreciate all of you picking up and sharing all these tidbits. Is there anyone out there that would like to let us know that they're here?
This is Jan in California. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Jan. Well, I guess I better let everybody know what I think you guys know what call you're on, but I'm going to let you know what the purpose of our advanced lifestyle call is all about. For those of you that haven't spoken up, or if you just are just listening in, the purpose of our advanced lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. And the people you're going to hear today are part of a study pilot group. They're actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by T. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were 880 million participants attending this call. In no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest, and the only thing we ask is that if you find this information helpful and see benefit, please pass this number on and the time of the call to others so that you can help improve their life as well. So thank you for allowing us into your home, your office, or your car. And my goodness, that was our opening statement. I've already got a list of websites to go to. You guys are awesome. And Shar had mentioned when she visited with Lynn, that Lynn's got this awesome rack, I guess, that fits in the bottom of her sink with the opening. There's just little, you know, keeps everything up off the bottom of the sink. I have been searching for one of those because there's an opening, I guess, for the drain, but she can bring everything home. Lynn, are you on today? But I guess she can bring everything home, too, put it all, fill the sink with prime egg water and put all of her stuff in that sink and let them soak, and she pulls the plug. And everything's sitting up there on a nice little rack at the bottom of her sink. So I've been searching for one of those. I ordered one off of chefsithink.com, but it's just not quite the deal. It's actually a little more inconvenient than convenient. So
I've got one I picked up at Lowe's, Mary Lou, and it doesn't have the drain hole. You have to tilt it when you want to pull the drain, but it's a pretty heavy one. It's been working great for me, and it would be perfect for a regular sink. Mine's a little oversized, so it doesn't reach all the edges. But I also use it for draining dishes that I have extra, like right now, that I want to get through a bigger stack. So it's really been multi-purpose. So I didn't find one at Home Depot. So if you guys have got those two stores, you can try your area for them also. I know that Lynn said she bought it with lots of at a kitchen shop, so it urges much heavier duty than what I've got. So that's a couple of ideas more.
Okay, and Charlotte, does it have, let me ask, does that one have a bunch of big, does it have a bunch of squares in it? Squares?
It's got the chrome rods are only about an inch apart and going on one end of it, they're an inch square. Holes, and then further down they've got larger ones, which makes it great for, again, draining like bowls and stuff,
okay,
because they'll catch in the edge of one of those and it sits up against the side of the sink and everything's dry in a matter of a few minutes. So that's my excess extra drying rack, as well as for the veggies. But like I said, it does not have the place to lift up. I could get my fingers down then, because that's a wide space.
I don't think even would matter. I don't even think that would matter to me, but if I had to tilt it. All right.
Okay.
So
great. It doesn't have the larger, or it does have two larger holes?
It's got pretty large holes, but I was disappointed because it didn't, I thought it'd fill my sink. And how high does your stand up, Char?
Oh, mine's only an inch off the base of the sink, and this one is, so it's a flat rack. No, there's no sides that bend up on it, but it's
that's
one or the other. I think that is off on one direction.
Depending on what kind of sink you have, I have a stainless steel sink, and it's a Kohler, and it actually makes it fits right in the shape of the sink. So if you know what kind of sink you have, you might want to check with the distributor, and they may make it for your sink.
This is 14 and a half by 14 and a half by 12 and a half, and mine's a commercial sink, a three-stall sink, so it's a restaurant sink. So it's about that size, 14 and a half by 13 and a half. That's one place to get it. It was $20, so what's the deal?
Okay.
Well, I think about that is you save that water and put it on your plants and it drains.
Oh, there's a good point, too.
I do that also when it's full. I bail it out and put it on my plants.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good job. All right. Is anybody, we've got a lot of new people speaking up today, and has everybody got the book and the China study book, no matter where you are in it, is there anything in there that's really jumped out at you since you started reading this book?
Mary Lou,
okay, good. Who was that now? Was that Bonnie?
It was, I think, two people. This is Diane. And I wanted to, I guess I'm in the breast cancer section because I have friends that have breast cancer right at the moment. And the correlation of eating animal-based foods and how it extends the girls have the puberty so much earlier and menopause later, and how that opens up, I guess, the door for breast cancer. So what I wanted to ask was, if there's anyone that, how they're using the book and the information, if anyone so far has developed any kind of a routine or a pattern when they share the book or something in the book or anything about the book, how they're relating that into telling people about NECAM. Are you going into the nutritionals right away, or are you just in general saying that you're with the company that is based in health?
Hi, this is Way. I just, pretty much my open door is I'm on a pilot with the plant base because of such books that arrive that I mentioned, and because I think a lot of people in the health arena.
What happened? We just lost weight.
Diane, what I do is, it depends on the person I'm talking to, of course, and, you know, what the rest of our conversation has been, but a lot of times I just say, we talk a little bit about the China study, and yesterday I just told a gal just to go in and get the book. I didn't have time to talk about it, but I know how to get back to her. She's known what I've done, but she steered clear of me because she didn't want to be sold anything. She had a bad experience with network marketing. So anyway, I just let that be the groundwork for rebuilding a relationship there. So that'll be a little slower. But other ones, I say, oh, and by the way, I don't get paid for any of this information that I'm telling you about this book. But I have worked in the field of health care and prevention for, 30-plus years, and I do have a company that has incredible technologies. They're Star Wars-type technologies that nobody's ever heard of, and they add a huge piece to my wellness. And so they'll always turn around and ask me something about it, and I'll say, well, hey, let's get together, and we'll sit down, and we'll talk about both. Okay. And so that's the way I handle it.
Very good.
Anyone looking for me today? This woke up. I got mine yesterday.
I couldn't. But wait, I'm sorry. You broke up. How many points?
Yeah, 140 points. Oh, did you hear it?
No. Was he out walking? Are you out walking, or is your do you have a headset that's wiggling?
No, I'm just sitting still.
Okay. How many points you had?
I got nine yesterday. I didn't cut it right.
Okay, good job. Okay. Anyone else? I know, but myself, I've been going back to people that have not, you know, paid, like Char, not paid much attention to me in the past. And I'm so busy right now just trying to get the information all to my, you know, out to my family. And also any distributors that I've been talking to that haven't been doing much. This has been, you know, great information to share with them. I think this is information every single person needs to know. And, you know, I'm still running into the people that won't listen to it. I mean, not that many, but there are a few people out there. I guess my point is, like, I was telling you guys I was so excited because I talked to my daughter-in-law's father, and, I mean, he's just really had a lot of health challenges. And last night was our son's birthday, and we went out to dinner, and by gum, it was almost like he was spiteful. Everything he ordered was, I don't know, I think he ate worse last night than I've ever seen him eat. So, I don't know. It's his health. I'm doing this for the health of it, you guys.
Right. Well, I know I've just had some encounters with people, like the neighbors and people that I see casually, and some ladies came over to swim, and I just asked, we were just talking, you know how ladies get together and always talk about food. What are you going to make for dinner? What are you going to, you know, cook? We'd be exercising for 30 minutes and people would talk about food.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, you know, would you ever consider limiting meat in your diet? And I mean, I just got blank stares. Just like so far beyond comprehension, you know. So then the conversation did get better, but it's just, people are not, I mean, we have one health food store, so they don't have, like, anything like cheeses and things like that, so it's just an area that people aren't.
Where do you live?
I live in the middle of Ohio.
Oh. You know what I'm going to see if I can do, Diane, I've been meaning to call her. I felt guilty because I haven't, and that's Becky Coots that you met back there, because I haven't talked to her for so long. And I do just kind of the reverse. I soft pedal in on that statement that you made, and I say, oh, we've just gotten to a plant-based diet. That's what I said yesterday. We've just gone to I made some drastic changes in the way we're eating and just absolutely loving it because of what I discovered in this book, and it is unbelievable. And then they want to know a little bit more about it. And she says, well, what did you do? And I said, I basically went to a plant-based diet. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm there, too. And I says, oh, so chicken's out, too. Fish, maybe, and no chicken. She goes, oh, no, red meat's out. And I says, what about the rest of it? And she looked at me, and then's when she said, I says, no, I can't go any further. I says, we got to get going and set it up. But anyway, that, because it's not restricted. When I can get away from restricting anything, then they say, oh, so more salads and more this. And I go, yeah, that's part of it. But, you know, there's a little bit more to it than that. And I guess I want to go in the back door really big if I can. If there are going to be people that I know or I can be around them again. So that's kind of one of my guidelines. I played with a lot of wordage at the beginning, too, and was so excited I did, you know, shut down a few people, but it's all in just getting what works, you know, with your style and your vocabulary and all of that. So,
okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, this is Ray, and I guess, you know, when I start sharing with this, and just the people I haven't seen for a long time, like this last visit to Oregon, are you sick? You know, when I start going through, because I'm going to the plant-based for something I discovered, et cetera, and they say, oh my gosh, are you sick? Or because I've seen it for a while, et cetera, and then, of course, I say, no, actually, there's not, but I'm doing it because I had such a pain, and it's been really great. The sad thing is today, especially some of these people have the mentality, when you're sick, you need to nourish more yourself with meat and food and I don't know whether the mentality from it, because actually from where I'm from, I think from my background, we get very scared. So when the child is sick, they will bite and come to me and pick them up and stuff, and they have the mentality. So,
they have the mentality that if you're not eating meat, you must be sick. Is that what you're saying, ma'am?
That's right. Or the thing is, oh, yeah, you know, and, yeah, that's, it's like, how do I say, oh, yeah, it's like, oh, this is what for you is great, but, like, when you have to accept that, you know, the doctor tells them that they need to be eating meat, et cetera, stuff, and they just living in the box, with the doctors, especially when they come out to the West here.
Okay, you're starting to break up again, but thank you for that.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Oh, that's Roseanne. Hi, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Anna. Wow, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you reading the China study?
I am. I'm very excited about it, and I'm trying to get this together on what I need to be doing, because I'm like that person that said in their 70s, I want to be eating like this. That's what I want to do. And but I was reading in Reader's Digest, evidently Jay Leno said a joke about how the UN report that said agricultural animals produce more greenhouse gases than the world's cars and trucks combined.
Right.
And it's, according to a study at the University of Chicago, adopting a vegan diet does more to reduce global warming than switching to a Toyota Prius.
Right.
And I thought that was a pretty interesting comment.
It is. Yeah.
And, you know, I'd love to hear from you all on, I've been eating a lot of salads. What are you folks doing to balance this out in terms of grains and... Somebody share about that. And I sure appreciate this call. I tell lots of people about it.
Another book you might want to pick up, Roseanne, is The Rave Diet.
The Rave Diet.
Yeah, The Rave Diet Lifestyle, I think, is what it is. You know what? I can even... it's got several recipes in there. You know, when we first started, we were just scurrying for recipes, and... Clark kept telling me not to worry. You know, I was kind of in a panic mode at first, and but I just trusted her and started eating rice and you know, some whole grain pasta, and of course we have our sprouted wheat and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've always been one who has loved beans, and it was just great to know that I could incorporate.
Wow.
Beans and the lentils into our diet as well. And there's you know, when we first started, if there was something that I loved, like what is that, Monty? Was it chili? Was it vegan chili I put into the all recipes, or was it? I think it was.
It was vegetarian chili.
Vegetarian chili, and I just put that in. I went into allrecipes.com and typed that in, and I knew that I didn't want any dairy, and I didn't, you know, I didn't want any meat. And so I found that recipe on there. I looked at all the recipes that came up, and I just picked the one that had the most stars and the most reviews and pulled that off, and I cooked it up, and I went, yum, and I passed it out, and next thing I know, Monty, you made it, you loved it, your mother loved it, she had guests for dinner and fixed it again. So really, there's lots of places out there. We just want to make sure that we're eliminating our animal protein, and the way we know that is if it came from something that has a face or a mother, we know that we don't want to eat it.
I hate to interrupt again, but I was just thinking, wouldn't it, if someone who has some clout, or maybe if we all went in on Amazon.com, Dr. Campbell really paid tribute to his wife for keeping the family on this diet by all her creative recipes. Wouldn't it be wonderful to encourage her to write a cookbook? I would love to know those wonderful recipes.
other book that I'm reading right now, which I think Char mentioned it yesterday, was Dr. I think it's Esselstein, Caldwell B. Esselstein, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, and out over half that book is recipes.
Oh, great.
And then Dr. McDougall's website. Monty, doesn't he have some recipes on there?
He does. And
yeah, about 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also in one of his books, I think it's McDougall, The Easy Cookbook or something like that, that's got gobs of it. Yeah. And most of the books, normally from McDougall or Esselstein or whatever, that's, you know, that's one of the major pulls of the book, is that it about the first half of it or first quarter of it talks about the proper plant-based diet and what the advantages are for us in regards to our health, and then usually the rest of it's about recipes, all different kinds of recipes. Usually it starts at breakfast and then it goes to maybe sauces and dips, and then it goes to lunch, and then it goes to dinner, so you've got a whole great selection there. But the other thing I like about it is that one of the things I know Dr. McDougall said, and that's to make sure that this, once you start something like this, is something you're going to stay on. And, you know, I know Char likes a lot of variety, and a lot of you out there do too, but I'm the kind of person that I just kind of like finding about three or four or five or six good recipes and then just moving them around.
And I'm more like that as well, because when I find some things that I like, and that's the way Larry is, too, you know, so it takes me less time, I guess, is the thing.
I'm looking at a brand new DVD that came while we were gone, and we watched one of the two last night, and it's a McDougall one. This one's dated 2007. I got the one that you recommended, Mary Lou, and we watched the first chapter in it, and it is outstanding. The one about the title of it. It's on his website. Dr. McDougall's Dispute to Major Medical Treatment, Heart Disease, Osteoporosis, and Premature Aging. And we only got through the first one last night. One of my house guests said watch the rest of it. The other one is called 14 Practical Lessons and 14 Great Cooking Demonstrations, and it's got his wife on the cover also. An easy way to get started on or back on the track, either way. So I think we've got more information out there than we could possibly ever get through in our lifetimes when it comes to this subject.
This is the simple thing to answer that original question when the lady said, what do you eat, or what do you use, or if her question was for somebody new. For me as a new person, I just looked in my cupboards. I had some flaxseed on hand, so I started sprinkling flaxseed on salads and whatever, you know, adding it to cereal. Just looked there. I had roasted sesame seeds, no salt added, and just kept adding that, had almonds on hand, so it wasn't like I threw out ice cream. I haven't told my husband yet, even though we both agreed we're not going to have any more ice cream. But it was like, it's so hard just to throw foods away that you have on hand. So we just are cutting back at the beginning and still getting very good results just by cutting back on the protein.
And that's so true, because, you know, if you just take most of the menus that people utilize and whatever, if you just eliminate those particular items like that maybe that meat that goes in that particular dish or that particular recipe, you know, it still tastes very, very good and very, very healthy for you. The other nice thing about, for those of you that are choosing to flat get rid of stuff or whatever, one of the things I'd strongly suggest is that charities and soup kitchens and church organizations that do feed the hungry or whatever. I know we might think, well, that's crazy. Here we're trying to get people off onto a good thing. But I'll tell you this about those kind of people. They're going to eat whatever they can get their hands on anyhow, and they're not concerned necessarily about health. So I just think that would be a good way to donate our food or stuff that we have, extra meat around or whatever. If you're going that way, I should say, first of all, but don't forget your charities and your churches and your soup kitchens and your own particular locations and locales.
Thank you. Very good, Monty. Another thing, you know, Monty, that I wanted to get back on what you said about, you know, make your favorite recipe, and when you get to the meat part, just eliminate that. And what I found is that I am beginning, I love mushrooms. I didn't know how much I loved mushrooms. And so I've been chopping up or slicing up mushrooms, and I cook it in my base. And, you know, the longer it's in there, if it's in there for a while, it'll actually take on more of a texture, you know, it'll get a little tougher. And so they give you almost the feeling of meat, but they absorb the flavor so well. And yesterday, and I actually had gotten the hint from Ruth, I asked her, I said, what are you doing with all those, with those mushrooms? And she said, oh, well, let's see, we made fajitas out of them. So I made fajitas yesterday for lunch because there was a great sale on peppers. And, oh, my goodness, they were absolutely delicious. And the what we would have normally thought was meat in our fajitas were mushrooms. And so they were delicious.
Portobello hamburgers. When you stop and think about it, a portobello mushroom, a good size one, is about the size of a normal piece of hamburger, if that is, if you like mushrooms. But you know, you can still put the same stuff on it. You can put a tomato on it, you can put a lettuce on it, you can put, you know, ketchup on it. You know, I went out and got some ketchup the other day that has absolutely no sugar added and everything else, and I can't tell the difference in the taste whatsoever. It's great. I mean, there's different, just be creative. You know, this is a good group for that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So anyway, Roseanne, I hope we answered your question, but if we didn't, were you
great?
Okay, because I was wondering if you were going back to asking us about, you know, how we're balancing it, but we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that because we just want to have a variety, and we're going to get plenty of our nutrients and our protein.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
This is Kathleen.
Thank you.
The question, probably an answer to a couple of questions. One was, how do you link it to NeedKin? Don't forget our Perfect Start drink. I mean, our drinks are incredible. Not only they can still be used as a meal replacement, but they could also be used maybe half dose or whatever, whenever you feel hungry or you feel the need for a treat. And my girls have been doing this spinach drink for a long time, and I thought it sounded really crazy, spinach and strawberry. Let me tell you, you put the Perfect Start and with your strawberries and whatever fruit you have in, and throw in, I mean, a lot of spinach, and you don't even recognize that the spinach is there. You're getting the additional greens and making an even healthier drink. So if we still think in terms of that part of our business, which we should be, it takes the thinking out of one of the meals for a day. I mean, really there's only one meal to prepare, because breakfast by itself is pretty easy with oatmeal or whatever, than if you throw the drink in the middle of the day when you, maybe you're busy and you don't have a whole lot of time, and then focus on the dinner, which is a salad plus whatever you throw together with the salad. Anyway, we have wonderful products, and we need to remember that still should be an integral part of what we're doing here. It makes it easy.
Are you putting fresh or frozen spinach?
Fresh.
Interesting.
And it's wonderful.
That sounds incredible.
I'm wondering if it would work with asparagus.
Huh?
I was wondering if it would work with asparagus.
It's probably too strong.
Well, I just put a big pot of rolled mixed grains on this morning, and to that I make them real soupy. With lots of water in it, and then I throw one scoop of the Perfect Start in with that, because it adds sweetness and it just adds texture, and well, because I love having the Perfect Start no matter what I eat for breakfast as part of it, so that's a regular for us.
Yep, and I do the same with, if I'm not having one of my Perfect Start drinks in the morning, I've got my either the oats, or I've got the Ezekiel, and I have soaked, kept in the refrigerator, and I'll pull part of that out and then add the water and some Perfect Start to it and chop the apple, just like your steel cut oats, Char. I absolutely, absolutely love that. Yeah. So, and I've done it with the different cereals that we found. That Ezekiel, I really, really, really liked. that one, Monty. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
Is that a cold cereal or a hot?
It's cold, but then it's kind of warm by the time I put in some Perfect Start Plus. I put in about maybe 3/4 of a scoop, and some hot water and stir it up, you know, hot pie egg water. And then I chop an apple, sprinkle cinnamon. I can't forget the cinnamon. Nancy will never let me put that one down.
But you don't have to cook the cereal. It's not a...
No, not that one. I got that, actually, I found it at Fred Meyer's in their health department. Mine, he has bought his at health food stores.
I've heard of keto bread, but I didn't know they made cereal.
And I don't know, and mine's got sliced almonds on it, in it, too. So
it
sprouted everything.
Yeah, I pretty much thought they only made bread, too, and then I found this cereal, and then I found all kinds of... wraps and everything else, spaghetti, everything else that this company makes, and they make it strictly out of sprouted grain, organic sprouted grains with no sugars added whatsoever. And the only thing in it is the grains, basically, pretty much.
Okay.
Like Char said, the less the ingredients that are on it, you know, the better off it is.
I'll put in one tip that Kathleen gave me that I've loved, and I haven't only done it once so far, but I'm at a group that's ready to start ordering, and that's a website called Azure.com, A-Z-U-R-E, standard, I'm sorry, Azure standard, A-Z-U-R-E, and then the word standard.com, and if you happen to be in one of the 11 states, northwest, down I-5 corridor, and into through California, and then across as far as, I can't remember how far, Minnesota or something they go over to, think, but anyway... they do runs, and all this, they've got a ton of the Ezekiel stuff, and you can look it up by product, or you can look it up by this category. And I just went in and placed a big order for our whole family, or you can join into an order that's already going to your area and pick up. It's kind of like a co-op thing, and everything I totaled was 50% off of what I could buy at the regular stores for, and not counting even the health food stores. So in the categories I was buying and just playing with more grains and all of that and some canned stuff, and they even have fresh produce from your local areas. So
could you give us that web page again?
Yeah, it's Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, standard, standard.com. And I haven't even got my catalog form. I've just been ordering by looking through the pages on the Internet. So,
yeah, I haven't got my catalog's not coming yet either. And I did find out that they've got a drop point right down at the bottom of the hill from me. So that's pretty cool. Monty, you wouldn't have any trouble, I don't think, because you're pretty close there to I-5.
Yeah, and I met the semi in the parking lot at a truck stop, and they unloaded it into my, you know, vehicle. And, I just had them all.
They'll also ship it to you?
Pardon?
They'll also ship it to you?
No, they dropped it.
But for those of us who are not in that state,
I don't know. You can ask them. I think there was something on there. They're wonderful to talk to on the phone. You don't have to worry about getting through an automated system that takes you, you know, 2 hours. I've had incredible service. I've talked to them probably 4 or 5 times now.
Is their number?
No, but it's on the website.
Okay.
It's right, easy to navigate. So.
Sure. I need just a little assistance. It's A-Z-U-R-E.
And then standard.
Standard.
Standard, yeah.
Thank you.
.com.
Okay, appreciate it.
This is Margaret in Texas. I just have to jump in here because I've got another recommendation. We actually get fresh flash frozen fruit delivered down here from a place in Oregon called Bithell Farms, and they do this on a regular basis at least twice a year, and they do the same thing. They drop ship, so you can call in a group order, and they have the best comes in 14-pound size boxes, and it's much less expensive than going it's called Bithell,
B-I-T-H-E-L-L
Farms, yes. And I don't know if that's the website or not, but I can get more information later, and It's just wonderful. The fruit is, it's beautiful, and it's just we've been getting it for a couple of years now, and it's really good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to ask you again, Margaret. Did you say BITHELL Farms?
Yes, correct.
Great. My goodness, did you guys look at the clock? Holy mackerel. We've got to get to work with our NECAN business.
I just have one question. Was it Diane who said she's in the middle of Ohio? Hello?
Diane's in the middle of Ohio.
She might have left. Is she still on? Okay. I'll catch her
next
time.
Diane is just outside, she's New Philadelphia, near Dover.
Okay.
And that area is where she is.
If she's near Berlin, there's a wonderful, that I've heard of, and I've never been there, but there's a wonderful health food type store there.
I'll hook you up with her, Nan.
Okay.
Wow, you guys, this has been an incredible call. I have really appreciated everybody's input. I've got 2 pages of notes here, big pages. You guys have been awesome on here today, and so, but I do really think seriously we're going to have to go and get to work. I want to thank all of you for being on, and I want to thank the for your time and commitment to this call, and thank you, all of you, for speaking up today.
Thank you.
This has been wonderful. We've appreciated your questions and your comments. And, Suzanne, would you give me a call when we hang up?
I will.
Okay.
And we didn't do any points. That's okay.
Okay. How about tomorrow? We'll give 2 days points tomorrow. How about that? I'm sorry. But Wade gave us 4 points. Wade had 9. And I did hear Margaret in Tennessee want to speak up about Ezekiel Serial. Did you leave, Margaret? She's a pretty busy gal. She probably had a chamber meeting or a networking meeting or something. So lots of good information today, you guys. I really appreciate you being on here and sharing it, all of you. So thank you. And Monty will be on here, I think, tomorrow. And so we'll talk to you all then.
And thank you.
Thank you. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.